Hey everybody, welcome back for the second episode of the MTS Podcast. I'm Matthew. I'm joined once again by Duke, Will, and Caleb. Today we are going to talk about content creation and how everybody has had to become a content creator.
Whether you like it or not.
This is true. So, due to the corona pandemic that we currently find ourselves in the middle of, everybody's had to just start creating content, whether it's like we talked last episode, suddenly live streaming out of nowhere, or recording and publishing your videos or just your sermons. That's just the world we find ourselves in.
And I would personally say people aren't doing it enough.
Tell me more, Will.
I would agree with that.
Yes, I will tell you more. I will elaborate from this point.
Go on.
So with the state of how things are, this is an amazing opportunity for churches to get behind tons and tons of content creation, lots and lots of posting on social media. This is the time in which everyone needs to be informed of what's happening. However, I think churches and I would say that there are some businesses out there that have more traditional mindsets, and they kind of neglect content creation as an important part. And churches, not entirely, but for the most part, lots of churches don't end up doing a ton of content creation. Even as simple as, hey, let's post our sermon online. They just kind of think, you know, we're here for this live event. Everyone is showing up to this thing, and we're just gonna do it then and not worry about it later. But I feel like everyone's missing out on a huge, 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 huge opportunity to promote what they're doing. Even during this time, I would say gospel community, I wish there was more that we were doing, but there's also, you know, there's limiting of events. So what do you post? What don't you post? But I think keeping people informed of what's happening and making content, even something as simple as grabbing your phone, sticking it on the stand, buying a $20 light and, you know, an audio recorder or quick little, in fact, you could just buy a lav mic that hooks up to your phone and records from that. That's really cheap too. And so for $50, you could be making videos that are, I mean, they're not like super high quality professional, but they get the point across and will be effective enough. Graphic design, there are programs out there that do it for you pretty much. And those aren't very expensive. There's also programs where you just download pre-made graphics, and that works really well. Even as a graphic designer and content creator for churches, I use those resources because sometimes it's not practical of, hey, I got to post every day, make a graphic every single day unique to that day. That just, it takes too much time. And recording sermons, that should just be standard now. Get a camera, even if it's your phone, and record your sermon and post it, because that's how a lot of people consume these days, is they aren't doing things in person, they're doing things online. Obviously with the pandemic, that has become the main reality, but even before that, I mean, we've, you know, starting live streaming and posting those videos, you end up seeing more views on that video than you had people in attendance at your service, which says something to the current state of things. And so I think it's very important that everyone is creating significant amounts of content, because that's how people operate nowadays.
Well, and just connected to the idea of ministry in general, the point of the gospel is for us to take it to people. And so like, what else is technology here for, really? I mean, it, you know, we just need to find ways to take it and make it captive to our goal of spreading the gospel. And it, you can't really be an effective church. You can't really effectively help spread the gospel unless you're putting precious time and money and resources into reaching the community around you in the way that they are being reached out to. right?
Because mm-hmm. right. you know, you look at YouTube and you go, oh, there's already, you know, I want how to fix my toilet. You know, there's already 300 videos out there on how to fix a toilet. Will a 301 first video make a difference?
Well, if it looks better and you learn from it faster, then yes. Right.
Then yes, right. you know, it could be something as simple as, I went to a church once, and I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the church, nothing wrong with the pastor, but just the cadence of his speaking just didn't work for me personally. You may find somebody else, you know, so that's by having different content to look at, you may find something that speaks to you more or in a different way. So I think just, yeah, the quantity over quality, honestly, is an important thing, especially when sharing the gospel. I just think that we can't get it out there enough.
Yep. So literally, yeah, took the words right out of my mouth, Caleb.
Get it out there.
Well, and I built that off of something you said last week when we met, and just I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the same lines, Duke, of like, it's part of our job to be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as those of us called into ministry, you know, it is our directive. It is our, no matter what it is, our number one goal is to share the gospel. And thankfully, amen, you know, we have the skills and the knowledge and the resources to do it in this way. And like I said at the beginning, everybody is having to become a content creator. There's awesome resources out there. Obviously, there's a bunch of YouTube videos on how to edit a video, how to shoot a video. Even from a standpoint of we were discussing a little bit earlier this evening of there's certain videos we want to put out too. And sure, somebody else may have made them already, but we're going to try our hand at it and we're going to throw it out there and see if it helps somebody. I just think we need to start going after the gospel using our methods.
And there's things like free editing softwares. Like there's, you can download it on your phone or your computer, and there are free versions of almost everything, and tutorials on how to use those things. I mean, Matt, you want to transition to DaVinci Resolve. Obviously, I like Premiere Pro, but Premiere Pro has cost a lot. And DaVinci is, for most of the functionality, completely free. In fact, as a color grading software, mm-hmm. it's one of the best. I still use it, even though I use Premiere. And it's just free. Like, go grab it, download it, and use it for all of your things. And that's not even the last resource. There are so many more. Same with like photo editing programs. I also want to say with social media, sometimes people can think like, oh, this social media is meant for this person, this person, this person. Find a way to work through that. Like, I know all of us are, you know, TikTok. What a young person thing, but use that. Your youth pastor makes a little quick Bible snippet on TikTok. There's your audience. Like that fits that mm-hmm. audience. That's a good way to reach out. You know, and ads on Facebook and Instagram, also a really good way to reach out to people who are in your, I mean, you could target your specific location, your area. We as Gospel Community have done that a few times as we're reaching out to the north side of Holland. We have been, you know, putting ads out because we wanted to reach out to those people who might not know we're there. And so social media is a powerful resource as long as you know your audience and you're making content for that. But all of that is just quick, easy. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it's just so effective.
That's very true. Honestly, to do ads on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, it's ridiculously cheap for the reach that you can have for an ad. And, you know, you may get caught up in, well, what do I have to advertise, especially right now where we don't necessarily have events going on. You can advertise just yourself, as far as your ministry is concerned, just letting people know that you exist in the area. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've seen a lot of people. I saw a really funny one the other day. It was someone purchased ad space on Facebook. It says, I just don't like ads, but I'm sure you'd like this picture of a cute kitten, and then it's there's a picture of a cute cat. So you could go as simple as that. Just take your message, add a catchy graphic to it, add something that's going to catch someone's attention.
Well, and speaking of graphics, that way. Like, Will, you're talking about, like, there's so many options out there. Like, even, I mean, I just went to Adobe.com. The photography, like, Adobe Cloud package, which is you get Lightroom and Photoshop, and you get access to an app called Adobe Spark Post, which, if you haven't heard of Spark Post, then, like, oh, that app blew my brain out the back of my head, and it does it every time I use it. So you get 20 gigs of storage, Lightroom, Photoshop, and access to Spark Post for $10 a month. That's stupid. If you, like, what did, I mean, Photoshop used to cost, like, $200-$300 just to buy it outright. And, I mean, I know it's another monthly subscription, but, again, like, as a church, $10 a month to, like, give yourself so much access to so much creativity inspiring things, especially Spark Post. I would pay $10 a month just to have access to Spark Post.
Another one that's really easy is the Bible app that, you know, I would say 99% of people who have a Bible app on their phone have the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. Right within there, if you select a verse and then hit the share button, there's if people have made the content for it, there's some pre-made awesome social postable graphics that are there. If somebody hasn't made a graphic, you can easily just create one. It has a lot of some of that Spark Post-esque functionality built right into that app, and that's another free resource right there. Another one that we've really come to enjoy at Community is visualmediachurch.com. They have some fantastic backgrounds and motion loops, and a lot of social media packs that we've been using at Community to push stuff out there. What's awesome about them is they do have a program for smaller churches or church plants that you can get in on an extremely discounted rate onto their service. I highly recommend checking those guys out as well.
Also, Facebook has created a creator studio. So I know sometimes for some people, it's like, well, I don't want to have to think about when to post all these different days and on all these different platforms. Creator Studio allows you to schedule it on both Facebook and Instagram, which I would argue are the two main social media platforms. And
100%.
You don't have to think about it. Throw it up there and then you're done.
Yep.
Well, and the thing about that too is, like, my wife is constantly about this with, like, my band stuff, but, like, consistency is key. You gotta post, like, once you start posting, if you do want to build a reach, like, social media 101, especially on Instagram, is you gotta post at least every day, if not a couple times a day, right? And don't I didn't believe her at first, but she's proven that it is true. There is no algorithm that'll, like, hide your posts if you're posting two times a day, or there is no good time of day to post. If you've got something to share about your ministry or your church and you want to do that three times a day, do it three times a day. If it's once a day, do it once a day. But, like, reaching out to people and connecting and having a presence is really the key. Like, once you find a groove of creating your stuff, like Will's talking about, like, begin creating content and stuff, and, or, like you said something before we started recording, just, like, shoot video once and find ways to use it over a long period of time, right? Like, consistency is also just going to help you be consistently reaching people.
Consistency breeds consistency. So to speak to that model there, a good way to look at, well, okay, I need to put out a lot of content. I don't necessarily have all this time to shoot, you know, I don't have this time to shoot 8 videos for the week to publish. It can be really simple as you take your longest form content, which is most of the times your sermon, take that and slice it into, say, 2 parts and put a nice little intro bumper at the beginning. And then, all right, we're going to listen to the message. You get about halfway through, somewhere where there's a natural breaking point. If you could find one, and then just do a little outro and say, hey, thanks for listening. come back, you know, join, listen to the next episode for the rest of this message, and then you do it again with another bumper. So now all of a sudden you have three pieces of content, and then you take stuff from that and you take points and turn those into 15 and 30 second videos, and suddenly you can easily create 4, 6, 8 pieces of content, all linking back up to the content you've already created. And now all of a sudden you're at a dozen pieces of content, and you just keep permeating that down. You could, from one single video, you could easily create 30 pieces of content in the matter of a couple hours and be posting something constantly throughout the week. And that's just from one video. So that's a really, really cool way to look at a video and content creation. I had another point that you mentioned earlier, but now I've forgotten it, as I'm sure this will happen many, many times.
We need somebody to have like a flag to tell me to stop talking when you want to like touch on something.
I'm just going to have a piece of paper here and just a quick jot a note down so I don't forget about it. Yeah. So I think we've spent a good time on some content creation, just on some resources. Any last words before we sign off, or am I just asking for blank stares again?
Make more content.
Blank stares again.
Make more content. I like that. Well.
Can we get that as like the Uncle Sam video? You know, make more content.
Make a graphic. Make that into a graphic.
Hey, we're making content with content. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us.
We heard you like content. So we're putting content in your content.
More and more content. Anyhow, like I was saying, thanks, guys, for joining us for the second episode of the MTS podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned some things. And we'll see you guys again for the next one.